What kind of community is Kirkland, Washington? Where have we come from? What kind of community would we like to build in the next 20 years? What is your image of the future? In the next hour or more, as part of the Kirkland Community Conversation, you're going to have the chance to describe the kind of community you would like Kirkland to become. Hello, my name is Glenn Heemstra, and I'm a professional futurist. I've been asked by the city to think with you in this video about the future of Kirkland and how to create the future before you start your conversation. What do I know about Kirkland? Well, I've lived here for about 20 years since I moved over from Spokane. My wife Tracy and I currently live on Rose Hill. Our kids have graduated from Juanita High School and Lake Washington High School and are now in college or beyond. So I've been around Kirkland for quite a while. I've seen Kirkland metamorphose from the kind of small community it was with JCPenney at its core to the kind of community that it is now. I've seen a lot of change in Kirkland, and I'm sure that you have too. What do I know about the future? Well, as a professional futurist, I've worked for the last 20 years with organizations and companies and cities all over the world as they think about the future and attempt to both anticipate and create the future that they want. What do I know about the future of Kirkland? I know that things are going to change a great deal. I'm sure this is no surprise. But how much will things change in 20 years? How different might we imagine Kirkland to be in 2022? Let's think about that question for a few minutes. Twenty years is a long time in the life of a community. But not everything changes, of course. The old JCPenney building is still here, but now has other uses. 405 was here, of course, but was relatively empty much of the time, if you can believe that. 520 was here and was crowded, but most of the crowding was people going to work in Seattle in the morning and coming home from work in the afternoon, and we know that that has changed. The historic shipyard property was vacant, except for Seahawks headquarters, and was nothing like what it is now, Carillon Point. In 1982, we had just 20,000 people living in Kirkland, while today we have over 46,000. Much of what is now in the city was outside the city limits, not yet annexed. There really wasn't very much housing in downtown Kirkland in 1982. 20 years ago, personal computers were brand new. The compact disc and cellular telephones had just been invented. The internet was a relatively small government project, and the World Wide Web wasn't underway. The dot-com boom hadn't started, much less come to an end. In 1982, Microsoft was still mostly a gleam in the eyes of Bill Gates and Paul Allen. The Berlin Wall stood tall. Johnny Carson and J.R. Ewing ruled television. Telephone answering machines were strange and intimidating. If you can believe it, in 1982, only 3% of us owned a VCR, and the DVD hadn't even been conceived of yet. As you have your conversation about the future of Kirkland, a place to start is by assuming that things will change at least as much in the next 20 years as they did in the past 20. For example, about 70% of the buildings that exist today in 2002 will still be here in 2022, but many will have very new uses. About 30% of the buildings will be new or replaced, as we see happening here in the Juanita Beach area right now. So think about the scale of change in a 20-year time period. Some futurists actually argue that in the next 20 years we'll see even more change than we did in the past 20. They might be right, but let's think for a few minutes next about the things that might be changing in the next 20 years. I frame my own thinking about the future around three basic questions, pretty obvious questions when you stop to think about it. What is probably going to happen in the next 20 years? What is possible? What is preferred? Puget Sound may grow from 3.3 million people today to as many as 5 million people 20 years from now in 2022. Kirkland itself is expected to grow by about 10,000 people from 46 to about 56,000 in 2022. We're expected to add about 9,000 more jobs in the next 20 years, which means that people will still be going to and from work. We will still be driving cars in 20 years, though by 2022 they may not be running on pure gasoline. It is possible that we'll replace the internal combustion engine with some alternative, what today we call the hybrid engine, or perhaps fuel cells, or some other means. But anticipate that we'll still be driving those cars in 20 years. At the same time, here in Kirkland, we may have a variety of other and better transportation alternatives, low pollution cars, better buses or transit systems, better trails for walking or for biking. Perhaps even some of us will be scooting around on little electric scooters like the new Segway. And if you want to get really creative in your conversations, you might even imagine that a few of us will be flying around in personal flying vehicles, though that may be a bit far out even for the year 2022. What about the homes that we'll be living in 2022? Well, interestingly enough, they will look largely like today, since at least 70% of the houses that are here today will still be here. At the same time, they will begin to be different. They will, for example, have more fully equipped communication studios in them and be fully equipped for home offices. The communication systems that we're using might be fully visual, perhaps even three-dimensional. And that will enable more of us to do routine work, particularly office kinds of work, from our home at least some of the time. But most people will still look forward to going to work because of the advantages of working face-to-face. And that means, of course, that the majority of us, most of the time, will still be moving from the place that we live to the place that we work. Many of our homes and offices may be off the energy grid. Now, what that means is that they'll have their own electricity-producing systems, probably a fuel cell kind of system, that generates its own electricity. It's even possible that the cars running on fuel cells will be plugged into an outlet at your home or at your office and generate some of the electricity for the building. And so our homes and offices may actually be selling power back to the energy companies in the year 2022. We will still be working in the future, though I think we'll be working in smaller companies and in shorter-term jobs that might be labeled stints, and we'll be moving from stint to stint on faster kinds of cycles. I think we'll also be looking for ways to work closer to our homes so that we have to travel a little bit less. Here is something that's really important when you're thinking about the future of Kirkland. We'll be much older as a people. Today in the city of Kirkland, it's about 10% of our population that are over the age of 65. But given the aging of the population and the advances we're making in healthcare and biotechnology and so on that are enabling us to live longer and more healthy lives, by 2022, it's expected that nearly 25% of our population will be over the age of 65. And many in their 70s and 80s. So as you think about the future of Kirkland, imagine walking down any of our streets, walk down 85th or Central or Lake Washington or Market or anywhere in the city about 20 years from now, and notice that one out of every four people you see is over the age of 65. That's quite a different community than we have now, and it will be interesting to think about what that means for our future. These are just a few of the things that are either probable or possible in the next 20 years here in Kirkland. As you have your conversations, I'm sure that you will think of many more examples of things that are probable or possible in our community. So, let your imaginations go a bit, but not too far. Be creative, but at the same time, be realistic. Don't find yourself saying, for example, that in 20 years we're all going to be on spaceships heading to colonize Mars. I suppose that in 20 years there might be a human outpost on Mars, but believe me, most of us are still going to be right here in Kirkland, working together and trying to figure out how to have a great community. There is one final but most important thought. Your real job in these conversations is not to to sit around together thinking about what Kirkland might look like in the future. Your real job is to say what you want Kirkland to look like in the future. We are here in this conversation to imagine preferred future options together. I encourage you in the next hour or so to spend at least half of your time talking together about what you want Kirkland to look like in 20 years, what your preferred future would really be. One good way to do this is to imagine that it's 20 years in the future, 2022, and that Kirkland has become just the kind of community that you want it to be. What does it look like? What do you see in terms of the housing and the jobs? What do you see in terms of transportation systems, the streets, the highways, and other kinds of transportation systems? What do you see in terms of parks? What do you see at the waterfront? What do you see in the downtown? What do you see in terms of the schools or the city government? Perhaps the natural environment of the community. What does that look like to you if your preferred future has come true? How have things changed in order to become the way you would like them to be? As before, I want you to be bold, but at the same time, be realistic. Don't be describing a glass dome over the whole city, or don't be saying that we have teletransporters to transport ourselves around rather than other kinds of transportation systems. Be bold, but at the same time, be realistic. What are the true, most important characteristics of a great community that are in place in 2022? The person who is leading your conversation will help you all talk about these kinds of issues and to take notes on your conversation. The notes are then going to be compiled into a report that will be used as the city updates its community vision and thinks through how it wants to update its 13 key goals for the future. So good luck. Have a good time. There's nothing more fun than imagining your preferred future. And as you do that, I want you to keep one final thought in mind. The future is not something that just happens to us. The future is something that we do. So let's do our very best in creating the future of Kirkland.